It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sabrina, will you please open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Father, I just thank you again this evening because you're a God, and you're a God that never fails. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And God, we just thank you that your grace is sufficient. No matter what happens, God, you said everything works together for your good for those that believe. You said that you make every crooked place straight. So tonight as we fellowship, God, there's many needs that are going to come before you that you said while we're yet asking, the answer's already on the way. So I just thank you in advance for the anointed word that Pastor Smith has been given from you directly from heaven so that, God, your people will be set free and delivered and made whole, God. You are so good to us. And I ask that, God, we have listening ears and a heart to receive what the Spirit of God is saying. I bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to oppose our time of fellowship and prayer. And I thank you that God, deliverance is coming forth. It's been preordained and predestined this day that every listener that will take heed to the word of God, change and deliverance will come forth. We give you praise in advance and thanking you. You said to claim those things that be not as though they were. So this word spoken tonight is a word of proclamation and declaration. And God, you said, so shall it be established. We thank you in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus be over our fellowship. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137 at 6 p.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688 at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. You can also listen every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. There's also a website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night line has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as a backup. We want to remind you that Full Gospel House of Prayer's second extension will continue to meet every second and fourth Sunday. The October date will be the 14th of this month, of October, excuse me, and the 28th at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. We also have a special announcement that our anniversary services will be held on October 14th at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, and that's in Atwater, California. And the pastor that will be bringing the message on that anniversary is Pastor Calvin Cooks of San Jose. Please invite a friend if you're in the area to come out and hear a mighty move of God. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina, and I just want to thank and praise God for what he's doing. Pastor, so much has happened with my brother since we talked last, but God is so good. They're getting him out of this local facility here, and we're having him transferred to Stanford. Just pray. The hospital staff has made some errors, which has exasperated and created new injuries for him. And so, but we just thank God we walk through this system, and we're getting him stat out of here into Stanford. So God's grace and mercy through this whole process. He said he was going to do something in his life, and so I'm just thanking him that he's done what he's done and will continue to be involved with this all the way.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to get into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you, Father, that your Word and your Spirit said it's already done. We must believe. Father, we thank you for the breath of God to breathe on this Word, and life from the Word will take over us in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Hebrew, the 4th chapter, verse 16, and Genesis, the 35th chapter, verses 1 through 5. Again, Hebrew 4, verse 16, Genesis 35, 1 through 5. We'll get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. This is a word of encouragement to you tonight, that prayer and a testimony lines up with the Word, Sister Sabrina. Tonight we're going to the altar. We're not talking about altar made by the hand of flesh and blood. We're not talking about altars that's built by humans. We're talking about the altar in our hearts tonight that's built by God. You have a personal relationship with God, and you are the temple of God. His resident is inside of your heart, and that's the altar. We're bringing our hearts before God tonight, and this altar is within you. It's not a building. It's not something structured by human hands. You, where you are right now, the Spirit of God, His will is to touch your heart tonight. That altar is inside of you. It's built by the fingers of God for you and I to worship Him. And at the altar, that's where we worship God in our heart, because He dwells within us. And when the Spirit of God and worship is in your heart, the altar is open up. And what happened? God visited us. And the Spirit of God will begin to speak to the altar of your heart. And He'll begin to reveal Himself to us. And this is an appointment tonight with God to dwell with us, to talk with us, to spend time with us, saints of God. So much is happening and going on in our lives. So this is a time for us to worship God, a place of worship tonight with the altar which is within our heart, not made by flesh and blood. It's not a building. A building can't contain this. This altar is made by the hands of God. He dwells and He lives within us. And so I pray tonight that the Spirit of God that dwells in you richly, and that altar, not made by flesh and blood, that this night you're going to come before Him. Because at that altar, you're going to see by the Word of God that all needs are met. All the necessity, the circumstances in our lives that the only one can turn around and disentangle and stop the trauma. When we're under pressure and cause those things that's of the necessity to us, those things that's vital for us in this hour, in the time of trouble, is met at the altar. We're going to see it in Hebrew, the 4th chapter, verse 16, please.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Just what the Holy Spirit said, let us have confidence and approach God's throne, where there is grace there we receive mercy and find grace to help when we have need. We're coming tonight in confidence. Confidence means faith and trust in God. And for certain tonight, a surety tonight, that your knees are before God. In every circumstance, everything that's a necessity tonight, we're laying at the altar of God. Those urgencies, those things that's you're under pressure, those things that's troubling your life, those things that have your life entangled and have you in a state that you're traumatized. This is what this word said, to come in confidence tonight, to approach him in confidence tonight with faith and trust in God, knowing that because he lives inside of you, saints. I'm not talking about bricks and mortars and boards. I'm not talking about structure that humans set up. So many times we get so entangled with structure that made by the hands of humans, which is limited. There are times you can't get to a church, to a building. But the Spirit of God dwells within you. You have a personal relationship with God. You are the temple of God. He dwells, he lives, he moves inside of you. And when your heart is in a place of worship, that's the altar, saints of God. And what happens? He comes in. He has an appointment set up with you and I tonight. He will speak to you. He revealed himself to you. He will let you know that you're spending time with me, and I'm going to give you a visitation. And this is a visitation tonight, and God wants you to place everything at the altar. I'm talking about all of your necessities tonight. I don't care what you're going through tonight. He wants you to place all those things that have you traumatized tonight, that you are under pressure tonight, that the things that need to be changed by God. He's saying, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy, that you may find grace to help you in the time of need. And we're going to see how God did such a supernatural thing for the man of God who came to him. When things was beginning to be changed in his life, he needed a visitation from the Holy Spirit. He needed the Spirit of God to reveal himself to him. He needed the Spirit of God to speak to him. He needed the Spirit of God to lead him. He needed the Spirit of God to protect him. Tonight, I want you to understand that the altar, there's healing at the altar. There's blessings at the altar. There's protection at the altar. It's favors from God at the altar. When things is falling apart in your family, restoration is at the altar. When things seem to be like a curse in your life, the altar, break the bondage of curses at the altar. It saves in the times of trouble. We're going to see it by the word of God. Genesis 35, 1 through 5, please.
And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob.
This Jacob needed a visitation from God. Jacob had need of a word from God. He had need of God revealing himself to him. He had need of knowing that God was his protection. God was his favors, going to give him favors. God was his blessing. God was with him in all the troubles that were still lurking around Jacob. So God said to Jacob, go to Bethel and build an altar to me. And there he said, I'm going to appear to you as it was when you were running from your brother. That's when Jacob was in trouble. He had messed up, but God appeared to Jacob in his trouble. He told him to go to Bethel. Bethel is the house of God. And he began to give them instruction. And Jacob began to tell his family to get rid of the idol gods. And they began to get rid of all these things that was idolatry. They didn't want to bring anything that was not of God into this new place with them. So they began to purge themselves of those things at the altar, saints of God. At the altar we are purged. At the altar we are restored. At the altar we are protected. So they began to purge themselves of the things that was idolatry before the eyes of God. So Jacob built an altar to God to help him in the time of trouble. And God began to protect him from that day forth. Everywhere he went, Jacob was not terrified of anyone who would pursue them because it was not going to work. Why? Because God was his protection. God wants you to know tonight, I don't care what you're going through tonight, he wants you to lay it at the altar. I'm not talking about a structure built by the hands of humans. They cannot contain this. It's by the Spirit of God. He wants you to do this in faith tonight, saints of God, for you to have assurance that when you go boldly to the throne of grace, you're going to obtain mercy. You're going to find grace and help you in your time of need. There's so much pressure people are under in this hour. There's so much trauma that people are going through in this hour. There's so many things that have them entangled that they need a change. Jacob had need of a change. He had to face his Esau. He could not face Esau in his flesh. He had to face Esau with the protection of God. You got to face your Esau tonight with the protection of God. Whatever the necessity is, whatever it is that needs to be changed in your life, whatever you're going through that's abundance, whatever that you're going through that is an urgency that you need God to disentangle. You need God to help. Whatever the necessity and the circumstance you are under tonight, saints of God, this word is perfectly clear. It ain't about a building tonight. It's not about men and women tonight. It's about you and your God tonight. And tonight, we're going to go before God because the altar of God resides in our hearts. His residence is in our heart. He dwells inside of us. He lives within us. He moves within us tonight. And tonight, God wants you to have confidence tonight that you're laying everything at the altar tonight. You're putting down everything at the altar tonight. Everything that's imperfected. God is the one that I perfect those things that concern you. I correct everything that concerns you. He said, I go before you and I cause crooked places to be made straight tonight. And God wants you to know whatever urgency you are under tonight, that the Spirit of God see, he's with you. And tonight, you're bringing these cares to the altar tonight. I'm not talking about a building. Buildings are limited. But God is unlimited. He's everywhere, every place, at the same time. A building cannot hold the Spirit of God. You live, he lives in you, he dwells in you, he moves in you, saints of God. And so tonight, you're going to bring your circumstance before God. Those things that's vital, the pressure you up under, the needs that have to be met, the things that need to bring a change into your life. The Lord wants you to lay every idol down. Idol means putting anything before God. Lay your idols down tonight. Put those things before the altar tonight. That's what Jacob had to do. He couldn't bring any foreign god at that altar. He had to clear that household of everything that was of idolatry. Many times we make idolatry of our houses, our stuff, our jobs, our money, humans, our children, our husband, our wives. They have their special place. But anytime you bring an idol before God, that idol going to turn on you. That idol cannot get you out when you're in trouble. That idol cannot help you when there's urgency. Only one can help you when you're under pressure is God tonight. And so God said, put every idol down. Let every idol go tonight. Everything that you have placed before God, higher than God, let it go tonight, saints of God, because God wants to set you free tonight. I've seen so many people in total poverty, but they will not let go of their idol. They think they are going to do what they want it to do, but an idol can't do anything. An idol can't save you. An idol can't deliver you. An idol can't help you in time of trouble. But so many times we put idols before God instead of letting God be God. But tonight God is saying that every idol fall tonight at the feet of God at the altar. Let go of every idol tonight in Jesus' name. I see so many people say they're saved and they're so caught up in their idol. They put an idol before God. They begin to worship things, stuff, and people more than they worship God. And those things, when they're in trouble, when they're sick and diseased in their bodies, when everything that traumatizes in their lives, when urgency comes against them, when circumstances change like a twinkling of an eye, that idol cannot help them.
Yep.
And this is the night that God wants to restore. That God wants to bless. That God want to save you in your trouble. He wants fallen families to be restored. He wants healing and protection over your life. This is his will tonight. It's a time of worship at the altar tonight. And I've seen so many people in this hour. It's so sad. And all you can do is pray. They put a job before God. That's become their idol. They put saving money before God. That becomes their idol. They put football before God. Become their idol. And this is an hour that God wants us to know those things fall apart. They're dead. They cannot help us. They can't save us. And they can't deliver us. That's what he was telling Jacob. He said, he was telling Jacob, build me an altar. Get rid of all these idols. Don't bring these idols before my altar. Jacob, Jacob, you're in trouble. Jacob, I want you blessed. Jacob, I want you protected. Jacob, I want to stop your Esau. That's what God is telling us tonight. He want to stop our Esau. Esau was a terror to Jacob. Esau was a thong in the flesh to Jacob. You got thongs in your flesh. You got things in your life that are terrorizing you tonight. You need to put your idols down tonight. You need to let go of your idols tonight. I've seen parents worship their children. And then when they begin to get old and feeble, their children cast them into a nursing home. Some of them don't even go to visit them. when they're weak and feeble, that idol turns on them. They say they got their own family to take care of and their own business to do. And they put them in the custodian of unfriendly people. When that parents should have prayed for that child and kept that child under protection in prayer and let God be God to that child. But they was trying to be God. And that idol turned. And that happened in so many areas in people's lives. They put jobs before God. And then that job released them. Then many times you get a certain age and they want some young blood in the place. And they'll fix it up where it doesn't look biased. And you're out of there. And they have young blood to take over. But that idol failed you. Cars, houses, and land fail you. People fail you. The Bible says, I think it's in Psalms 118:8, have no confidence in the flesh. The flesh will fail us, thanks to God. He said to have confidence in him tonight. You respect and you love, but you put nothing above God. Because right. When you have need of help, the Spirit of the Lord said, before you call, I will answer. Because you don't have no idols before God. And so this is the word tonight. And it says so in 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence. This is the assurity that we have in him according to his will. He hears us. And if we know he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire him. Talking about according to the will of God. Tonight, lay your troubles at the altar tonight. Put away your idols. Put away your idols. As the Spirit of God spoke to Jacob, he had to put away his idol to face his Esau. Whatever trauma you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever urgency that you are under tonight, whatever's traumatizing your life, God will take care of your Esau. Whatever's terrorizing you tonight, God will take care of your Esau. So we're going to go before God tonight, and we're going to thank God as we go before the altar tonight. And begin to worship God. Begin to praise God. And begin to render our hearts and not our garments. That's what he said in the book of Job. He said, come to the altar and render your hearts and not your garments. And what he said, he restore and give back to you everything, the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust has devoured from you. He was telling the people of God that I'm a God of restoration. Just don't bring no idols. He said, rend your heart and not your garment. He lives in our hearts, thanks of God. He said, put away the idols and rend your heart and not your garment. He said, I will bring restoration. He said, I restore those things that Esau have brought in cankerworm, palmerworm, and caterpillar, have devoured your life. He said, I will give you plenty. It says so in the book of Joel, the 2nd chapter. Tonight is an appointment with God because he dwells in you. You are his temple, thanks of God. It's time for healing. It's time for blessings. It's time for protection. It's time to receive favors from God. It's time for fallen families to be restored. It's time for bondage to be broken. It's time for God to save us in our time of trouble from whatever the urgency are tonight. He said, I'm a present help in the time of trouble. That's what his word says. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will, shall, perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. That's Philippians 1:6. God is not over with till he says over with. As long as you're breathing, there's help and there's hope from God. You're breathing. You're on this line. And God will to stop your Esau tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, this is Sabrina. Kind of like prayer, a word was given to us, our family, at the last shut-in we had there in Sacramento in regards to my youngest daughter and paperwork and all this different stuff trying to be used against us. Well, it's coming, it's manifesting his head, the enemy, because it was the enemy trying to disturb what God's doing. And so anyway, I just want wisdom on how I'm supposed to handle this through the process. Because God already said he has it, but now I have to respond. And I just want his wisdom on how to respond to what's happening.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. My mom had a medical procedure done on yesterday, and she's waiting for a good report from the medical results. And so we're just asking for prayer for a good report and no negative reports.
Okay. Anyone else? We're going to go before the throne room, thanks to God. And God's word tonight came forth that he wants us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. And all you hear in this hour, it's people under pressure, urgencies all around them, trouble, trauma, things that have them so entangled in life. They need a breakthrough from God. Circumstance out of control. But we read the word of God tonight. He said to come boldly. He said to come in confidence tonight. God just had me on a, I cannot stop talking about faith and confidence and trust in God. Because everything around us is falling apart. And the enemy is such a slap box. Things are falling apart. And he has us blind. Where we can't see it unless the Spirit of God reveals. And he's a spirit of revelation. God reveals when you come before his altar and get along with him in prayer and supplication. He reveals himself. He will speak and he will lead and he will guide. But why? Because you're setting up an appointment with God tonight, and he dwells inside of us. I'm not talking about boards and buildings. Anytime you fellowship and gather together, and he's in the midst of you, that's fellowship, saints of God. The enemy is a liar. That's fellowship. And anytime two or three gather together in his name, and he's in the midst, that's fellowship, that's gathering. And he comes, he dwells, and it's an appointment set up by God. You're seeking after God. You're wishing the Lord. So I pray in Jesus' name that you don't have a spirit that you feel like you're out of order because you ain't connected to some building. The Spirit of God dwells in you. He lives in you. If you're saved and your life is told to surrender to God, the Spirit of God moves and he speaks to you. He'll lead you and he'll got you. Therefore, there is no condemnation. Don't have any condemnation tonight. He's your God, and you're his child. And the Spirit of God wants you to know this is an appointment. that he set up for you to protect you, to restore, to save you in times of trouble from your Esau. And we're coming together tonight in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God give us a visitation as he speak to us. He revealed himself to us because we're what? Worshiping the Lord. We're worshiping the Lord tonight. And we have what? Confidence tonight. We have faith tonight. We trust God tonight. We are certain that God is with us. He's abiding. And he's hearing us tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is a word to encourage the believers tonight that you live within them, you dwell within them, and you want us to worship you tonight. And the altar is a place of worship. And this is an appointment set up by God tonight for him to do what? To speak. For him to reveal. For him to restore. At the altar, we receive healing and blessings and the protection and the favors from God. Families are restored. The bondage over our lives is broken. We are saved in the time of trouble. Father, there's Esau that's terrorizing your people in this hour. Esau's on their jobs. Esau's in their bodies. There's a spirit of Esau, God, to have them under pressure. Esau had Jacob under pressure. He was threatening. He was terrorizing Jacob's spirit. He had no peace. He was traumatized by the spirit of Esau. But Father, we thank you tonight because of Jesus, because of the blood. That blood continuously to flow continuously is the hedge of protection around us. We are hedged up with the blood in Jesus' name. So we come boldly tonight and thanking you, Father, for the Spirit of God to give a visitation to your people within their heart, their spirit, because you dwell there, God. You visit them because it's an appointment set up for them with you tonight in Jesus' name. That they are sure tonight they're laying down every idol, everything that will separate them from God, everything they're placed ahead of God. They're laying down idols tonight. Jacob had to lay the idols down in order to get healed, in order to get blessed, in order to be protected in this trouble. He had to put away his altar, his idol. He began to bury his idol. Tonight we send the blood of Jesus that the Spirit of God revealed to us what is idolatry that we're holding on to, and that we bury those things that the blood covered tonight in Jesus' name. So the Spirit of God can conquer our Esau. That thing that's traumatizing our life is a plague to our life. Just seem as though it refused to let go. Esau refused to let go. But we thank you tonight, God, because Jacob put away his idols. And as he had to face his Esau, as he began to go to different places, everything around him came subject to the protection that was from God. No one came against Jacob or his family because they didn't have any idols. They had put away those idols. And the Spirit of God went before Jacob and dealt with that Esau. And Esau had become subject to the Spirit of God that dwells within Jacob. And God gave him favors. Somebody needs favors on this line tonight from that Esau. Someone under pressure from that Esau. Somebody been terrorized by that Esau. The Spirit of God, I thank you by faith that they are boldly before you tonight and you're stopping that Esau. That thing is traumatizing their lives. that thing that's causing affliction and disease in their bodies, that thing that's withholding their blessings, those things that have their lives traumatized, those things that have them entangled, that God, you cut every web tonight, that Esau will no longer cause them to be entangled. In Jesus' name, that God, is an urgency for some people, that the Spirit of God move with action tonight. In Jesus' name, dismantle, overthrow, Father, that Esau tonight in their lives. And we thank you tonight, Father, for the surety of God, for the confidence of God, because they have cast all their care upon you, because your word said you care for them. They're standing still to see the salvation of the Lord. They're not in fear, but in confidence, O God, that you're their refuge tonight in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you tonight, Father, that the Spirit of God is steadfast. He don't stop. He don't slow up. That you're moving supernaturally in their lives, O God, to bring manifestation. Father, let them begin to thank you for manifestation, evidence shown by God in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to thank you for the evidence, God. Thank you for the manifestation, for that thing that has entangled their lives for so many years has been disentangled by the Holy Ghost, that they are set free tonight in Jesus' name, that they are in confidence tonight, that the Spirit of God is reliable, he's dependable, and it's done by faith, because they have confidence in what he has done for them in time past. That's what God was telling Jacob. I was with you when you was running from your Esau. I'm the same God that appeared to you. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you appear to them in time past, you're the same and you change not in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that tonight they have confidence because they have gone boldly and they have cast their cares upon you. And in their heart, they know it's done. Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God spoke in that shut-in, that these things will try to come against this family concerning this daughter. And that was months ago. But that's what the Spirit of God does. He visits us when we get along with God. He visits us and reveals himself of the things Satan desired to do. But because of the altar, because of the visitation that he gave us those 3 days and three nights in that shed-in, he revealed that these things would come to oppose this house. But, Father, I thank you for your anointing to take over this family, your wisdom and your revelation, that you stop the craftiness of Satan. You overthrow every ungodly counsel that's working against this family concerning this daughter. That every ungodly document, that the Spirit of God overthrow every ungodly counsel tonight, and that the Spirit of peace will be upon this family concerning this daughter, because we stand in agreement with your word that you confuse every ungodly counsel and document that's working against this family, that this child is in a safe place, in a safe haven. And God, we stand for you to reveal and manifest it by your word in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that the Spirit of God has gone before Tamara's mother, that this procedure, God, is no detrimental, it's nothing against her health, that the favors of God is upon every report, and the report comes out with favors for her in Jesus' name. And we thank you tonight, God. You've done it so many times for so many people. You say, I'm God and I change not. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you that she's healed by faith in Jesus' name. That's why you had me give that testimony on Sunday in church, God. That when doctors wanted to do certain things to me, the Spirit of God went before me and overthrew and confuse their diagnosis. Father, I thank you for the spirit of a confusion is over everything that's not good. That the healing blood of Jesus is in her body, in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you tonight that your people, who have a personal relationship with you, that this is the hour for them to receive healing, blessing, and protection. Families in a place of restoration. They're saved in the time of that spirit that desires to trouble them. That Esau spirit is conquered by the blood, the word, and the spirit in Jesus' name. That Esau spirit is subdued by the power of the blood. And that spirit can no longer traumatize their lives, can no longer trouble them and cause them to be under pressure, can no longer cause them to be in a place of fear. And I thank you for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow be upon them. That you said in your word in the book of Joel, you restore back to them everything, the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stole from them. This is their hour of restoration and restitution. And I stand on it by your word tonight for their sake, that we have gone before God in intercessory prayer, and the altar of God is in our heart. And God, we thank you that every circumstance have come subject to your word tonight. And Father, they're getting off of this phone in faith and confidence and assurance and certain. They're certain that it's done by faith, that it's over with, and the favors of God is upon their life. And that Esau, whatever their Esau, has come subject to the word tonight. And they are prosperous, and they have favors from God. In Jesus' name. And God, we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Thanks to God.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.